Good afternoon. You are tuned to KDNK. This is KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, and we have a very special guest here with us today. Hello, Krista Gaudio.
Yes. Hi, my name is Krista Gaudio, and I am the CEO and founder of Grow Hands. And I am really honored to be on the show today.
Yeah, so a little bit about today's show. This is a fill-in show. One of our public affairs hosts, Seth Goddard with CMC Stories, could not make it this month. But we've had a lot of interest from local people here, primarily in the Roaring Fork Valley, who are interested in sharing about their startup businesses. And there being so many here in the Roaring Fork Valley. And having recently met you, Kristen, been fascinated by Grow Hands, this new company you're starting, and your story behind how it came to be. I thought this would be a good occasion to start to get the ball rolling on inviting local startup entrepreneurs onto the air here to talk about some of the trials and some of the strategies that they have had for starting a new business here locally. So where are you based out of, Krista?
I am based out of Rifle. And I've been living in Rifle for 4 years, and that is where I developed and now manufacture my product.
And how did you come to live in Rifle?
I moved here in 2015 for a summer internship on an organic vegetable farm in Rifle. And within 2 weeks of being here, I decided I could not go back to South Florida. I fell in love with the beauty of the western slopes and just the peaceful energy of the place.
Okay, great. What was the name of the organic farm? Just curious.
Oh, it's called Eagle Springs Organic.
Okay.
Yeah, they were growing a lot of vegetables back in the day, a few years ago, but recently they switched to hemp.
Okay.
Yes.
Great. So Grow Hands, your product, relates very much to hemp and the hemp growing culture. I know a lot of people who are employed by these big growing operations, primarily hemp growers, actually. I have about a few friends in Peonia who tell me that there are about 40 people employed there locally through one person who has a giant farm and grows a lot of hemp. So how did you get involved? I know this is a part of this product and your story. Did you ever imagine that you would be working in the marijuana industry?
I did not. No, I came here because I had a passion for growing vegetables, and I really wanted to teach sustainability and put gardens everywhere and in everybody's front yard. And that's what got me this internship. But shortly after the internship, I started working in a large cannabis grow in Rifle, and it was the third biggest grow in the state at the time.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was working with a somewhat like 30 employees there.
Mm-hmm.
And in that process, I developed Grow Hands, which is an all-natural scrub for removing plant resins. So while I was working at this grow, I noticed a lot of the growers spraying themselves down with PAM cooking oil so that they wouldn't get sticky when they were working with the plants. And I have been really passionate about living a chemically free lifestyle and creating all sorts of chemical-free products for my own home. And I developed this scrub for them and just started leaving in the bathroom. And all my coworkers were using it and loving it.
So when you say chemical-free, what is in it?
It's a coconut oil-based salt scrub. And it has orange oil and a grain alcohol. So all the ingredients are, in fact, food-grade, completely non-toxic. So if you have any small children or pets that happen to get in it, no consequences.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So although this focuses on plant resins and is likely most useful for people who work in this industry and have that problem with resin, sticky resin on their hands, do you see other applications outside of that for this product?
As a matter of fact, yes. Since we've launched the company in January, we've been getting into a lot of hands, and I've been getting a lot of feedback that it is great for removing grease, glue, caulking, paint, like pretty much all sorts of sticky matter. So I actually have the product in some hardware stores even now. So So yeah, it has a wide variety of uses.
So auto mechanics, carpenters.
Sure, construction workers, oil workers I have using it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned in our email correspondence that over 40 stores are already carrying this product, and you just launched in January of this year.
Yes.
So talk about that challenge of getting it out of conceptualization and onto the shelves in the stores.
Oh, man. So it was a large process for me because... you know, I decided to do this without any kind of investment. Luckily, I have a great resource in my fiance who's a graphic designer. So, you know, once I had the idea for the company, he developed a brand within 45 minutes and made it so realistic. So it was actually like a 2-year process of getting it to the point where I was ready to bring it to market, where I liked the way it looked and we had display boxes made and a website and everything ready. And since then, it's just been a lot of, you know, calling up stores and going to visit stores like on foot and showing store owners what I have. And, you know, a lot of people have been really receptive.
Mm-hmm. Have you faced any kind of backlash? Isn't the right word, but any sort of closed offness based on it being kind of related to the marijuana industry?
No, not really that it's related to the marijuana industry. Some people, maybe they just have a little back, like they're hesitant to take it on because they don't think it's going to do well in their store because it is with plants, like a mechanic store or something. Mm-hmm. But once they try it, that usually overcomes that problem. I really haven't gotten too much negative feedback that I've had to overcome. The only negativity I've had to come was like my own inner issues, you know, like my own self-doubt.
Okay.
That was like my biggest obstacle, I feel, you know. I felt like I had a great product and a great brand, and I knew that, but I always, in the back of my mind, was wondering, like, am I going to be able to do this product justice and, like, take it as far as it really can go, you know?
And how do you convince yourself that yes, you can?
You know, every day I'm getting more and more great feedback on the product, and I just put myself out there, and I have a lot of goals and motivating me to do it, you know? So I can't let fear stand in the way because I have bigger goals to accomplish, and I think that's what really drives me forward.
Mm-hmm. Now, also in our correspondence, you mentioned that Grow Hands has been really important for you to begin to develop. You mentioned this philosophy of not using chemicals, being chemical-free in your kitchen, chemical-free, I imagine, with the products you use for your body. Could you talk about what the broader vision is, what Grow Hands is a piece of, that is your greater vision?
Sure. Like I said, I came here to intern on the organic farm because I am interested in sustainability and like teaching people sustainability and chemical-free lifestyle. So for the past 6 years, I just had this vision of having a nonprofit organization where we put gardens everywhere, like in people's yards, and really build communities around gardening and growing and living a chemical-free lifestyle, like teaching how to make chemical-free products for your home and how to cut back on the chemicals and live more sustainably. So I've had this vision of the nonprofit, which I call Mission Green 101, and Grow Hands kind of fell into my lap, and I just saw, hey, like this is a wonderful chemical-free product that I can share with people, and I'd love to one day see profits go to Mission Green 101 on my product, you know, for this company to donate to that and really support that.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that your fiance is the graphic designer for Grow Hands. How important is it in your view to have kind of a sexy label or, you know, a nice design?
I think that it has meant everything to this product to have such a great looking brand. A lot of times when I go up to the stores, especially like these hardware stores, I don't think they're expecting me to pull out the product that I do, like with the display box and the tins, the way that they look and everything and how the brand is, because it is very like modern and sleek. And I think they're expecting something a little more frou-frou. So it takes them back a little bit and surprises them. And I get so many compliments. Like even today, I got into a new store here in town and the owner of the store was just like, man, your packaging and branding is amazing. And I'm like, I think that that has really taken this product really far.
So I wonder, you mentioned having this self-doubt. To me, what would reassure against that doubt is just that these things have fallen into place in such a way. You happen to end up working for this hemp grow operation and then coming up with this product and having the resources so close and your fiance to market it well.
Absolutely. So many things have fallen in place for me, even before I came out here, the way I got out here. You know, I was interning with a vegan baker and I told her I want to put gardens everywhere. And then she told me, hey, I happen to be a private chef for a family who owns a huge organic farm in Colorado. I bet they would love to take you on as an intern for the summer. The whole process of this journey has just been, I felt so much in alignment that I couldn't say no to it.
Mm-hmm. Great. Do you have any words of encouragement for other people who are interested in pursuing a similar project of starting their business, whatever that dream might be?
Yeah, if you have an idea to start a business, I say go for it. Really put 100% of your all into it. Make it a priority. Try not to focus on too many things at once. You know, throughout this process, I've really been dedicated and focused on the company, like the back end of it, like for the past two and a half years before we launched. It's a lot of time and dedication and money management. And I say, you know, put your all into it. You know, don't let anyone tell you otherwise and follow your heart. Like if you're rather follow your gut. My okay. grandfather always told me, follow your gut over your heart. Follow your gut and, yeah, do what that says, because other people might tell you differently, but you're always, I feel like you'll have a regret. Like, I know I would have a regret if I didn't take this company as far as it's gone so far. And I feel like as long as I give my 100% to this company, whether it fails or it's super successful, as long as I give 100%, I feel that I'll be extremely satisfied with whatever the outcome is.
For those of you just tuning in, I'm speaking to Krista Gaudio, and she is the founder of Grow Hands, which is a new product. She just began this January, based out of Rifle, selling this product that is a plant resin remover, and it is chemical-free. So one question I have about the product specifically is they say that when you're cooking a greasy meal, it's not a good thing to put that grease down the drain, right? So
Yes. This
being coconut oil based, I wonder how do you get around that sort of issue of the grease going down the drain?
Good. I'm really glad you asked me that question, actually, because this is a concern that I had really early on before I launched the product. I was worried, is this product going to clog up sinks and drains? But then I reflected on the 3.5 months that it was being used at this large grow where like 30 plus people a day were using it in, you know, just two bathrooms. And we didn't have any drain issues. And I've been using it at home. And what I think is happening here is that a lot of the coconut oil, because you put the product on your hands when your hands are dry and you scrub it and then rinse it off. And what I think is happening is that the coconut oil, when you're rinsing, a lot of the coconut oil is staying on your skin. And it's not until you dry it with a towel or a paper towel that you're going to take off a lot of the oil into the towel. And then whatever's left on your hands absorbs quickly and then leaves your skin exfoliated and moisturized.
Oh, so it's also moisturizing.
Yes.
Which is important, as many people know, if you work in an industry where you're constantly washing your hands in the dry Colorado climate, and they can get pretty dry and nasty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this definitely prevents that. And I can't tell you how many men I've had tell me, like, my hands have never been this soft, or haven't been this soft in 10 years. So, I get great feedback on that. And it's definitely a plus.
So you mentioned that you're working towards creating this nonprofit, Green 101.
Mission Green 101.
That's right.
Yes.
Mission Green 101. And so I heard, put a garden in every yard.
Yes.
And that tying to your chemical-free, sustainable mindset. How do you think you might be going about that?
Well, I have big visions for that in the future. Something along the lines of, you know, having a greenhouse with a lot of plants and then saying, like, if you'd like a garden in your yard, you help build three gardens and then we build your garden. And then it builds like a community of gardeners and volunteers and, you know, always having people helping out and learning, and preferably permaculture wise.
Cool.
Right now under Grow Hands, we have a community garden plot. So, you know, I'm just tending to that plot and we're posting pictures all the time, and we're going to donate 70% of what we grow to the local food bank. And that's somewhat keeping, for me, it's keeping Grow Hands in alignment with what I want for the future.
Mm-hmm. And what are the next steps over the summer for your startup business? You've got it on the shelves. I met you at the Paonia Community Fair and Solutions Expo. Are you going to be attending a lot more public events?
Yes. Well, we're looking to attend more public events, and we're just kind of taking this product on the road as well. So by the end of the summer, we're planning on just traveling up the West Coast, and there's going to be a lot of cannabis expos happening where we'll have a booth and, just like promoting in all the stores and taking it out, you know, out of Colorado and expanding.
So California, Oregon, Washington.
Exactly. I'm going to Oklahoma in a couple weeks too, because of the medical marijuana industry is booming over there. So we're going to take it to Oklahoma in a couple weeks.
Are there conventions?
In Oklahoma?
Or like that would relate to this and getting it into people's
sure.
hands?
There have been conventions. I'm not going for a particular convention now. I'm just going to link up with stores and, you know, get the product out there. But I will be looking into more conventions and like local events. And I'm also going to be launching a new product under the Grow Hands brand.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it a secret?
It's not a secret, no. I want to be summer ready for the mosquito season. So we have an all-natural bug repellent we'll be releasing.
Wow.
And that's just one of many products that we have in mind for the brand.
So you're taking things that you learn by personally wanting to avoid using chemical products, and you're making them available to other people.
Absolutely. I had a problem getting bit by gnats early in the morning when I was out in my garden, and started making a chemical-free spray for myself. And now I've just modified it, you know, made it better, made it easier to use for consumers. And we're going to bring that to market soon.
Are you willing to divulge the ingredients on that one?
No, I think I'll keep that one a secret.
Okay, great. If people want to follow you on social media, or want to order this product, or be on the lookout for that bug spray, I think with all this moisture, it's likely to be a pretty gnarly bug season.
I think so.
How can people get in contact with you, Krista?
Sure. They can go to our website at www.growhands.com, or they can follow our social media links at Grow Hands on Instagram or Facebook.
Okay, great. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share in our final minutes together?
Well, I'd like to thank the community for being so welcoming me and my product with such open arms. I feel really supported by the community of Rifle. I've gotten a lot of support, not only from like friends over there, but from the community itself, especially the Economic Development Center there. So, I'd like to just thank the community for being so welcoming to entrepreneurs and local businesses. It's been great.
You mentioned the development center. What other sort of startup assisting organizations are you aware of that might help people who might be where you were 2 years ago?
You know, I went to an event called Glen X here in town,
okay,
which was great. They had such great resources of angel investors and people who were far along in their own businesses and startups, and really giving them a platform to get investment and put their ideas and grow their ideas more. So just like seeing that, what Glen X did, and seeing those entrepreneurs get up there and tell their stories and do their pitches, that's a huge resource, I think, in this community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glen X, now called CoVenture. Well, just to let listeners know, and also located in Carbondale, one of many, they're very much a primary organization that's helping with local economic development, but there have been talks in Garfield County about how to make this something that's popping up not only based in Carbondale but other communities throughout the Roaring Fork Valley and the Colorado River Valley. So thank you so much for making the drive from Rifle and coming into our studio to share about your journey and this wonderful product and inspiration for people who might be considering that they have something to offer the world but are hesitant to follow it. As you said, it's very important to not let those doubts hold you back.
No.
Because why not, right? We may as well go for it.
What do you have to lose, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
So. And even if you don't make it, you learn so much.
Absolutely. You're going to learn and grow so much during the process. And I'm telling you, whatever you're doing in that moment, in that time, whether you succeed or fail, it's a success. And you're going to take that information and that knowledge and you're going to use it for something else that's just around the corner. You don't even know yet.
Right. Becomes mm-hmm. just another rung in your ladder to whatever it is that you're going to achieve.
Exactly. Everything in life is relevant. Comes full circle.
Well, thank you so much once again, Krista Gaudio.
And thank you, Raleigh, for having me.